good to go. Hey there, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in. What'd you think of that new lead-in, huh? Talk Real Estate with Fred Johnson. Well, we're back. Now all I've got to do is remember each time we have a break to not say that it's Ask Fred Johnson. But thank you so much for tuning in. Happy to have you here today. It's they tell me it's getting warmer. There's a little bit more blue sky out there. It's been a bit of a beat down. It's winter. Winter's finally here. So again, the number at the station here is 541-388-1110. Love to have you call in, be part of the show. So yeah. What do you say? It's real estate, and it's winter, and this is a real interesting time of year. You know, this is that time of year. I talk about it a fair amount about doing your chores and getting winterized and all that. We'll talk about a couple of things here today, boy, it's a you know, when it starts to get to zero and below zero, things start to happen. You know, I heard a story this morning of hot water heaters breaking and the new library remodel up there in Sisters, they no more than got it done. Pipes broke and I guess wiped out the kids section of the library. So, you know, this is the time of year. So now that we've got all this, remember, ice is just another form of water. Pardon me. So now that you've got all this ice that's stacked up in different places around the house, some of it's going to be difficult to move, or when it starts to thaw a little bit, you're going to want to move it. But what you're going to want to do is be able to direct that water away from the foundation of your house and away from your entrances coming into the house. Otherwise, that water is going to end up inside the house or causing some sort of problems. I've been looking around town as we're going, you know, one of the nemesis that we have here in Central Oregon is that thing called ice dams. And the vast majority of homes aren't suffering from it too bad. The weather's been sort of moderate enough, and the freezing rain and that has allowed that, you know, what can happen is you can have standing snow, then all of a sudden it starts raining, and the snow starts melting at the same time, and then the ice dams form along the edge, and then that ice comes back in through the roof material, through the shingles, back into the house and can cause some damage. If you do have some ice dams forming along the rafter ends there, one of the things that you can do, obviously, is take a little landscape rake or something. Use the back side of it, not the tines. I had to tell my son that the other day. Because you don't want to scratch all the roof material. You want to use the flat side of the rake. What you're trying to do is move snow. But to try to get as much snow away from that ice so that in the event when it does start to melt, that doesn't come back through the roofing material, come back in and do some water damage into your house. But this is that time. It's kind of, maybe this is just wave one and sort of sets it up for, you know, maybe a future wave when, you know, snow comes. And you get sort of a hint here how important it is when you get that first snow to sort of get out, get your walkways, get your trenches dug, get them moved back, and actually make those a little bit wider than you're going to need them, because if you get a couple of days of snow, what happens is they just sort of have a tendency to grow narrower and narrower with each successive day. So, and as you could see in those that morning, what was it, you know, -6, -7, that stuff just set up like concrete. You know, there was nothing you could do about it at that point in time. You just kind of lived with it. So if you waited, packed down the snow, didn't create a walkway, and then all of a sudden it froze, it turns into an ankle breaker out there pretty darn quick, because, you know, there's really nothing you can do with it. So hopefully you're weathering fine and I won't go on to too much about that, but this is one of those times to, you know, try to keep the inside in and the outside out. And water, once again, water's your nemesis. Water's the thing that gets into things. It makes things swell. It makes things break. If you get too much water, of course, that's where you get, you know, mold and mildew and those sort of problems. So even though it's snow and ice, don't think that you're past it, because it is going to turn back into water and it's going to create a bit of a situation. So as you well know, normally I like to, you know, open up with what happened in the Bend Bulletin. And the Bend Bulletin this week salutes our own Janie Beck. Janie Beck is the Central Oregon Association of Realtors president for 2004. And I personally know Janie Beck. You know, I remember this is the unfortunate thing of having somebody that's been around for a fair while. I remember, as it says by the article, that she got her real estate license in 1992. And I'll do a little shout out for Steve Scott. Steve Scott was at that time managing Manzanita Properties. And Janie Beck came in. And I believe she was selling copying machines. And Steve sort of took a shine for her and said, this gal this gal is young and enthusiastic and has got her head in the right place. She ought to have a real estate license. And lo and behold, she got a real estate license, and she has. She's been very, very active in the community, raised her son, apparently, according to this article. And by the time you do the math, that's a clean 30 years ago. Janie, sorry, don't mean to scare you with that number, but welcome to the club. But she's been a very, very active member in the community. She's been very active within the association. And the association, as I share with you many times on this show, does an awful lot of work to protect private property rights and to try to, you know, keep some of the expenses through taxes and fees and that sort of thing at bay. So shout out to Janie Beck. She's doing a remarkable job, and I know she'll continue to do a good job as the president and the award, it wasn't really an election process, but anyway, being named president in 2004 was a well-deserved honor for her. So what else we have? This week, you know, I don't have a holiday for you this week, but I kind of wanted to double back because I think this week was sort of an interesting week, and I know that we sort of straddle things a little bit when it comes to housing, but it seems that housing and more specifically housing that's affordable has a lot of different plays and a lot of different facets to it. And so every now and again, I kind of find myself leaning a little political, but I think that we could use a little love right now. And it was a little sad that this last Monday, the 15th, was Martin Luther King Day, also Civil Rights Day. You know, and it was one of those days that should be marked and celebrated. And, you know, we all remember that Martin Luther King said that, you know, my four little children will live in a nation that should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And, you know, what does that mean? You know, I mean, there's a faith component, moral values. And it seems that suddenly, all of a sudden, we're judging an awful lot by race. And there were a lot of things that happened this week. I don't know, many of you, it was kind of squelched. It was really kind of amazing that supposedly all of these people of industry and world power and all that sort of thing meet in Switzerland and Davos and have the World Economic Forum and talk about how the world should be, and they're very, very powerful people. But, you know, one of the things that kept coming out was this sort of, let's pound the drum on systemic racism, and didn't really get kind of down to the values. And I just decided to, I thought that it was humorous, but it was interesting that I just looked up the terms of character, and it says that you should be judged not by the color of your skin, but by the content of your character. And what words denote character? And ambition, creative, compassionate, patient, courageous, flexible, honesty, humble, honor, loyal, consciousness, persistence, resilient, and disciplined. But those are wonderful words that we just don't really hear an awful lot of. So I kind of wanted just to give a shout out today to, you know, hopefully there's some change. Hopefully there's a little bit of change coming down the pike in this grip that is being held right now, that just wants to continually tell us everything that's wrong and how whatever we've got is wrong and we need to strive and tear it down for something else. It's really coming into play in sort of a backdoor way into our housing and into what's happening within the housing and the housing availability. Not only the affordability, but the availability, and how through land use issues and through funding, how there's an awful lot of impression. That's what I'll do, is I'll take a little break here. But when I get back, I'll talk about how there's a push, obviously, to build more apartments. And we've actually going into a period now where we're seeing some softening in rental rates. But what's happening is the direction is going toward building more rental units. And it may, in fact, be a good time to consider purchasing a home and getting in that before that political process moves further forward. If you'd like to be part of the conversation today, please call in. The number here at the station is 541-388-1110. And you're listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100. Up. Did I do it wrong? Yeah. I did it wrong. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.